Han vår, ge vårt våg, ge vårt vinser på. Amen. Today is Easter. And very often when we hear Easter, we think of eggs, bunnies, church, family gatherings, and shopping sales. But in reality, today we remember and we celebrate the victory of Christ over death. The victory over the dark forces of this world. And the victory that is coming to each and every one of us. Today, 2,000 years ago, the myrrh-bearing women that came to Christ's tomb heard this good news, the gospel. They came and they heard this. And they realized, as we should, that the resurrection is the defeat of death, demons, and sin. This means that the evil forces that exist in this world are in retreat. They have been defeated and they are running away from Christ, who is coming again. They are running away, but as they run away, they are causing as much destruction as they can. They continue to destroy us. They continue to wage war against us, even though they are going to lose, and they've already lost the war. And they do this through temptation to sin, by planting doubt in our hearts, and by filling us with worry and fear. In reality, today we must realize that we are at war. We are at war with evil, and we must choose a side. We can either choose Christ's side or Satan's side. There is no neutrality in this war. There is no way of saying, I'm going to wait and see who wins. You either need to choose one or the other. And if you don't choose Christ's side, you've already chosen the enemy's side. Even though we know this, and we know that Christ has defeated death and demons and sin in this world, we still are worried. We still are afraid. We still have anxiety. And so often, Satan tries to distract us from Christ. And he does this through fear. Every type of fear you can think of, he does that with. But the greatest fear that humanity has, and I think all of us in one way or another has, is the fear of death. What's going to happen? What's going to happen to us? Or, more likely, what's going to happen to our loved ones once we leave? This is a great fear that we have. And Satan uses this fear to make us doubt and to make us go off the path of Christ. There's a story, and I've told this story before, but it's a good story. That's why I'm telling you it again. There's a story of a little girl who's in a car with her father. And as they're driving, this little girl has an allergy to bees. If a bee stings her, she'll die. So she's very worried and she's afraid all the time when bees are around. So they're driving and the windows are open, and all of a sudden, a bee comes into the car. She starts to scream. She starts to yell at the top of her lungs. She's afraid. She's anxious. She has no idea if this bee is going to come and sting her. Father says, hold on. Captures the bee in his hands and holds it. The girl is calm now. Thank you, Dad. I'm glad that you were able to do that. All of a sudden, the father lets the bee, his hand open, and the bee starts to fly again. She's scared. She starts screaming at the top of her lungs, almost trying to get out of the car as it's driving because she's afraid of his bee. Father says, hold on, wait, look. He shows that in his hand is the stinger. The bee is incapable of harming her anymore, but it still scares her. This is what happens with Satan and us. So often we see the evil in this world, we see death in this world, sin and demons, and we're worried and we're scared. But Christ is telling us, don't be afraid. There's nothing to be afraid of anymore. It has no power over you. Look, I've taken it, and it's in me now. The English word resurrection literally means to come back to life. The Greek word anastasis literally means to stand up or come to attention. But the Armenian word harutyun, or the verb harnel, to rise, it literally means to attack. To attack. To stand up in opposition to. These are very aggressive words. These are very militaristic words that the Armenians have used for the resurrection. And the reason is, the word resurrection in English, again, just means come back to life. But the Armenian word harutyun literally, or better translated, can mean revolt or rebellion. The resurrection, my dear faithful, is a rebellion against Satan. It is a revolt against the evil forces in this world. We were under Satan's control for years and decades and centuries and millennia. But with Christ's resurrection, we now declare war on Satan and we rebel against him. Christ's resurrection is the defeat of death and the destruction of Satan's last power that he might have, which is death. When we say Christ is risen from the dead, we are literally saying, I swear allegiance to Christ. I belong to Christ. Easter, the resurrection, is not just a nice miracle that we remember every year. It's not just, oh, it's a time I have to come to church once a year. Present company excluded. It's not just a time that we say, oh, I need to go, I need to celebrate, we get together, etc. Today, the meaning of Easter, the meaning of the resurrection, literally is today we are free from Satan, we have declared war on Satan, and we are now joining the ranks of the angels in combat against Satan. That is what we celebrate today. And that is why it's so important that we do this and we remember this, not just every year, every Sunday we do this. Every Sunday is Easter. Every Sunday is a declaration of war against Satan. This past Lent, these past 40 days, was an opportunity for us to prepare for this war. Now, if you did not prepare for it, don't worry. You can do it now. You can prepare now for this war. But this is what the purpose of Lent is to prepare for this battle and this revolt against Satan. You may say, and I've heard this said, oh, I'm a Christian. I don't follow Satan. I don't do the things that Satan does. I'm a Christian. Prove it. Show me that you are a Christian. Don't tell me you're a Christian. Show me you're a Christian. And you show it by the way you act and live. Every time we commit sin, every time we are quiet when evil is going on in the world, every time we step back and we say, let someone else do it, every time we spread gossip, every time we do evil things, every time we decide not to forgive someone, or we decide to hold a grudge one more day, every time we decide I'm going to hate that person for whatever reason, we are strengthening the forces of evil and Satan in this world. But every time we reject sin, every time we do what is righteous, even though it may be difficult, every time we stand up for the people that are being persecuted, every time we stop gossip and we decide, I'm going to forgive that person, I'm not going to hate them, I'm going to love them, every time we do this, we strengthen Christ's kingdom in this world. and we swear allegiance to Christ. This is what we are called to do today. Again, today is not just about Easter eggs and bunnies, which are all beautiful things. But today, we remember the defeat of Satan, the defeat of sin, and the defeat of death. Today is a declaration of universal and cosmic war against the evil forces in this world. And today is a reminder and a testimony that death is not the end, that there is nothing to fear anymore, and that each of us will receive eternal life if we swear allegiance to Christ and his kingdom and his army. And the only way we can do that is by living a Christian life and serving him in all that we do.